This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL's toxic hexavalent chromium plume must remain a priority. CCNS provided the following response to a recent Santa Fe, New Mexican, Our View. Quote, in response to stop stalling, clean up chromium plume, no one is stalling. The plume does need immediate attention and does need to be analyzed with a computer model that everyone can use. The consequences of getting the cleanup of the toxic hexavalent chromium plume wrong would be disastrous. CCNS urges that before the proposed negotiations between the Department of Energy, DOE, and the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, take place, a comparison is made of the differing groundwater models they use. CCNS suggests that groundwater monitoring data from 2016 forward be entered into both the USGS ModFlow model and LANL's own FEHM model and compared. CCNS first suggested this approach as far back as 1998, when the first groundwater monitoring well was installed under LANL's hydrogeological work plan. Over the decades, CCNS has witnessed the long-standing resistance by LANL to use ModFlow. Water is too precious to put its purity at risk. The toxic hexavalent chromium plume below LANL was discovered in 2004. The big question right now is whether the injection of treated water is pushing or smearing the contamination deeper into the regional drinking water aquifer. This is a big deal. To reach the drinking water aquifer where the hexavalent chromium is found, the wells must be at least 1,000 feet deep. Those wells extract or pump the waters to the surface where they are run through large filters to remove the pollutants. The waters are then injected back into the aquifer to create a hydrologic barrier to keep the plume from moving. But NMED has concerns that the injection is moving the existing contamination deeper into the aquifer. In the early days of this effort, the hexavalent chromium was found in the top 50 feet of the aquifer. Now LANL says it is in the top 150 feet of the aquifer, creating an impasse between NMED and DOE. Importantly, the plume is sitting on the west side of the Espanola Basin sole source drinking water aquifer. In 2008, the Environmental Protection Agency found that 85% of the drinking water in the 3,000 square mile designated area comes from wells in the aquifer. The importance of getting the cleanup right cannot be understated. On August 21st, the New Mexico Legislature Radioactive and Hazardous Material Committee met in Los Alamos. The toxic plume was on the agenda. A suggestion was made to bring in an independent negotiator to break the impasse. This is a good idea. End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read CCNS's complete response, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.